For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts. Meryl Streep made national news not so long ago, getting mixed reactions when she spoke out against President-to-be Donald Trump. Her recent Oscar-nominated film, Florence Foster Jenkins, is about a real-life socialite opera singer who also inspired mixed feelings from audiences who heard her sing. The book that tells this remarkable story, Florence Foster Jenkins, The Life of the World's Worst Opera Singer by Daryl W. Bullock, is the Kabach Changing Hands Bookstore book note selection for February. The author Daryl W. Bullock is a publisher, editor, and writer. He's the author of The World's Worst Records, Volumes 1 and 2, and posts weekly on his popular blog, The World's Worst Records. Bullock also helped launch We Are Family, the UK's first magazine for LGBT families and their friends. In case you don't know her story, Florence Foster Jenkins was a New York heiress who became an opera singer known for her painful lack of singing skill. Despite her inability to sing well, Florence still sang in public and made recordings. Her lack of talent aside, in reading the book, I found that I actually admired Jenkins' chutzpah and her persistence in doing something she obviously loved, even though she was terrible at it, even in the face of ridicule. It's a reminder that doing what you love, whether or not you're any good at it, has its own rewards. Her interest in music didn't stop with her own, though. Jenkins was very supportive of young musicians and would help them with money, concert opportunities, and introductions. She was a charming and gracious person, and many said that they never heard her gossip or say a bad word about anyone. She was loved by her many friends. I thought it was interesting, and so did the author. He talks about it quite a bit, that Jenkins' concerts were considered a hot ticket. People went to them and applauded and really tried to be polite, often stuffing handkerchiefs into their mouths to keep from laughing out loud at her singing. It seems that even though they may have thought the singing was horrible, most people loved her and respected her enough to play along and at least pretend not to laugh. Some didn't, of course, and laughed loudly, which begs the question, how could she not know how bad she was? Or did she just not care? How did she justify the laughter she undoubtedly heard from the audience? Some ideas as to the answers to these questions are found in the book, so I won't give them away. Florence Foster Jenkins, The Life of the World's Worst Opera Singer by Daryl W. Bullock, is the Kabach Changing Hands book note selection for February 2017. You can find out more about the book and buy it at a 20% book notes discount by going to www.changinghands.com. For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.